Questions are all around us.
Learn.
Why is liquid cold?
Learn.
What is maths?
Learn.
Why does this, hurt?
Learn.
What is the Enlightenment?
I don't know.
And now, thanks to the University of Auckland, it's time to ready, steady, learn.
Certainly is, and this morning we've got Danny Osborne in the studio, who is an associate professor at the School of Psychology, and we're talking a little bit about, I guess, what you broadly have been doing in your research, but also some really interesting roots of your own in music and in kind of punk politics. Welcome, Danny. How are you this morning?
Very good, thanks. Thanks a lot for having me.
It's lovely to have you in the studio. Now, tell us a wee bit about what's the focus of your research, because it sounds like very fascinating spaces that you're working in.
So my research really focuses on personality and politics and how individual differences drive so many different things that we might not necessarily think of right off the bat.
Like what kind of stuff?
Just the fact that, like, if you can go into people's living spaces and look around and kind of code their environments, that you can use that information to predict whether or not they're liberal or conservative, who they vote for, things like that.
That's so interesting. I feel like it's one of those things that in some ways people who are subscribed maybe to a particular community space or community group might think about more. Maybe I'm thinking about this kind of idea of your own personal background from like punk scenes in Los Angeles or outside of Los Angeles. Do you think there's a truth in that, or is there something that we're all kind of not necessarily conscious of when we're working in these spaces and thinking through ideas?
Yeah, I think there's definitely a certain like a kernel of truth to that, and that, I mean, things that are intimately connected to who we are obviously going to influence and permeate our decisions, regardless of whether or not we're talking about politics, the types of friends we choose to have, the posters we put up in our rooms. All of these things tell something about us.
So when did you personally get interested in this?
I probably wouldn't be here today if it wasn't for the punk scene. In terms of academia, New Zealand, etc., really, it was just kind of this enlightenment period where falling into things like Anti-Flag, Rancid, The Clash, etc., just really kind of opened my mind to politics. And from there, I just used it as a springboard to get into academia and kept going.
Yeah, totally. So when does that, I guess, intersect academia and those spaces? At what point do you suddenly go, oh, this is, you know, maybe something I could be researching or diving into in an academic space?
This is totally going to date me, but like looking through CD booklets and stuff and looking at the kind of inserts that were describing where some of the inspirations for like Anti-Flag songs came, you know, Noam Chomsky, these deep intellectual theorists and stuff. Reading through those booklets just kind of inspired me to go further in academia. And from there, I just kind of took the ball and ran and wound up getting a PhD somehow.
Sounds like a pretty interesting PhD. I'm interested in coming back to this idea of like what you know about someone's space or their interests can kind of tell you about their maybe political motivations or things that they might sort of perform politically. What has been, I guess, your entry point into that type of thinking? Because that's a really interesting specific part of this world.
Well, there was a study that was done about 20 years ago that just kind of really ignited the field, I think. And what they did is they had research assistants go into students' dormitories and their living spaces and coded these living spaces for various things that were indicators of their personality. So openness to experience is one of the big five traits that tends to be most predictive of people's political views. So these research assistants went into these living spaces and coded for behavioral indicators of openness.
So what kind of stuff does that look like? Because that sounds so interesting.
Like travel booklets, posters of exotic locations, CD collections, LP collections, etc. And they found that the more diverse your kind of book collection, the more diverse your travel experiences, etc., that were displayed in your living spaces, that these reliably predicted people's political beliefs.
That's so interesting. At what point does this become something that is used? Is it used by folks? Because quite often, you know these things about the way a population maybe works or votes. Is this a tool or information that's maybe turned into a tool for particular purposes?
I guess eventually this work wound up kind of being used for evil purposes, like the Cambridge Analytics stuff back in the 2016 election. Those Facebook type surveys that people do. They tell people what your political orientation is, and from that information, people can use it for good or bad. In the 2016 election, they used it for bad and targeted people to try and get them to vote in particular ways.
And is there maybe positive ways it can be used as well? I guess it's a tool, so in some ways that's in itself a neutral thing. How is it used usefully or positively in your opinion? How long's a piece of string, I guess, is the real answer there. But
yeah, I mean, I guess it's kind of like a Machiavellian type thing. Do the ends justify the means? I guess I just go back to it's an important tool that can provide us with information and insights into who people are.
This sounds really interesting. Lucky for folks who might also be finding this very fascinating, you're doing a bit of a conversation as part of Raising the Bar soon. When's that happening, Danny?
I believe that's August 2nd in Ponsonby. I'll be speaking.
Awesome. We'll put the link in the podcast after the show. Thank you so much for coming and speaking with us, Danny Osborne, about your research this morning. Have a fantastic rest of your Tuesday.
Yeah, thanks a lot. Thanks for having me.
That was Ready, Steady, Learn! Thanks to the University of Auckland, the best university.